Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thursday, my buddy Paul Savage in. We'll be here again tomorrow. 869-1240, should you want to join the show. Paul, interesting story about Quinn Ewers, the probably the top-rated quarterback in the country out of South Lake Carroll. For those of you that don't know, South Lake Carroll is, I think it's probably the top, certainly one of the five top high school programs in the country. In the suburbs of Dallas, you've recruited down there. You could probably speak to this better than even I could. Although, all you got to go do is look at any major roster in the country. Someone from South Lake Carroll is probably on it. It's been that good of a program. But Ewers, this kid, has declared verbally to play at Ohio State. Has an NIL, his name, image, and likeness situation. Could pay him as much as $1 million. And at this point, he's thinking about enrolling at Ohio State, bypassing his senior year in high school, and being ready the year after to take over at Ohio State, or at least to start his college career, but already with about $1 million in the bank. Is there something wrong with this equation?
I don't think there is, and I say that with regret in the fact that this is even happening. But Texas is one of the states, and there are a few states, and I don't know which ones. I mean, a lot of this is still sorting out to you and me. There's a lot we still don't know about all these things that are going on and what will transpire. But evidently the state of Texas will not allow a kid to pre-sign or pre-work his NIL agreement while he's still in high school. Other states, according to the article, do. They don't say which states they are. But Texas will not. So this kid is thinking about sitting out, transferring early to Ohio State, and starting his career at Ohio State along with his NIL money. I'm not sure I am totally sympathetic with him staying and playing. I'm not. I think maybe that's what he should do. $1 million is a lot of money, Bruce. A lot of money.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
And this kid is the number one quarterback in the entire class for 2022. Listen, he's not going to get any more scholarship offers than he's got right now. He's not going to have any more opportunities. The only thing that can happen to this kid if he plays this year is something bad. That's the only thing that can happen to him, an injury.
He's not going to help him. He doesn't help himself other than playing a year of high school football.
That's right.
So if you believe in the cumulative effect of playing the game competitively, I would listen to that, certainly. But let's face it, Paul, the way that things are now, this kid can get more individual training at a higher level even than he would be getting at Southlake in Dallas individually. I mean, he can work in the program at Ohio State, for goodness sakes.
That's right.
I mean, it's not like this kid is going to hurt himself with the year out of the game. And if he can come away with $1 million in his pocket, then to me it's an absolute no-brainer.
Yes.
And we can sit and argue whether this is the right thing or this is this is a bad thing for high school players and stuff. I don't think so. I don't think it's a bad thing at all. If you can profit off your name, image, or likeness, then you should be able to do it when and wherever you possibly can. I don't care about the time. Sorry.
No.
Well, that's how I feel.
And you and I love high school football. The man, there,
love it.
There's not a lot of things in life greater than high school football. And I'm speaking for you. Usually I don't speak for you. I am right now because I know.
Oh, yeah, I love high school football. Love it.
And
love
I do
it.
Too. So, yeah. So we're saying to this young man, you know, go do this. If you can get away with this and you can make that money, and when I say get away with it, I don't mean get away with it, but if you can go make that money.
No, right, yeah, he's not.
You know, I would think less of you. How about this? I would think less of this young man if he doesn't go do this and make this kind of money. Take this money, use it, do whatever you need to do with it, help your family. There's a lot of things that you can do with this money that would be good, and good for you, good for your family. So I'm not locked into high school. Listen, the rules are changing, Bruce. We adjust with the changes. We adjust with what's going on. And for all I know, this kid has probably 100,000, you know, likes or what are friends on Facebook.
84,000 Instagram followers.
There you go. And so, see, this gives him also instant credibility with regards to social media, with money, with likability, with face, name recognition. So this is a kid that, you know, he's played the game, he understands it, and he's doing well at it.
Plus he has a mullet.
Sounds something like somebody's a little jealous to me.
Grand, it's long flowing locks, blonde beach blonde hair.
I've seen pictures of you.
I can throw the ball about 60, 75 yards in the air.
We need to get a picture on our Facebook page for KFH Radio of a Bruce.
Well, I was never a good mullet wearer because my hair went out not long. I mean, it was like it's just thick.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I don't even know. It was – I had to keep mine cut.
Yeah.
So, anyway. But, yeah, absolutely.
You know,
and I would be I'd be surprised if this kid plays it down this year.
I really would. Before we do radio tomorrow, and you and I are going to do another show tomorrow at 9 o'clock right here on KFH, I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to try to get with somebody and find out what the rules for Kansas are for NIL. I'll be real truthful. I didn't even know that was a problem or a thing until this article came out, a day or day and a half ago, about high schools and the systems of high school and education, higher education in different states vary. I wasn't aware of that, so I'm going to try to get to the bottom of it. I'll try to get a hold of somebody and figure out what's the situation for Kansas. I'd like to know. I'll bet you'd like to know, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's different. It's a state-to-state proposition.
That's what I understand.
There are some states that I don't know where Kansas is in this regard, but I don't know, but it's an interesting story. It really is. And good for the kid to be able to command that kind of money. I mean, I think it's absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
Anything in baseball that's interesting you at all as we head towards the trade deadline right now? Are you paying any attention to any facet of the game of baseball right now? Or are you just dismissing it in the dog days?
Well, right now, I mean, when you look at the Royals and where they're at, it's a good thing we got the Olympics going on. And
isn't that the truth?
Well, the Olympics for the last, I'm going to say 10 days. I know the Olympics have only been going on since, Friday or Saturday. And it's not quite a full week, but I've been paying attention quite a bit, and it's been taking a lot of my time away from following all other sports, even with the NFL. I keep track of it, but right now, particularly with the Royals and the dire sets of circumstances they find themselves in, it's hard to it's hard to keep track of.
At least they played decently over the last week and a half, 2 weeks.
That's all, though. I mean, but that's it. I mean, you can't base an entire season on that, and you can't make a decision whether you're a buyer or a seller
Well, they're not a buyer.
They're not a buyer.
They're not a buyer.
I've heard people say, why not? No. They're starting to play well. Well, that's not the way this works. So, no, they're not.
No.
Yeah, they're not.
No, no. They're not a buyer. They're left basically to figure out what they have moving forward. And you're talking about a team that's 12 games under 500. Yes, they're playing better, which is nice. Because
it's nice.
It couldn't have been much worse by at the end of the first half. So they've started well in the second half. We're glad for that. Not sure what the Royals' storylines are going to be in the next couple of days. It's been very quiet out of Kansas City, and Major League Baseball, I think, is going to ramp up pretty good here in the next couple of days. We already saw a pretty good handful of deals yesterday. I think we're going to hear about quite a bit more here today and certainly by tomorrow as teams get themselves set for the run down the season stretch. So, yes, some interesting stuff to look forward to. And but unfortunately, the Royals are not playing much of a role in the late season story of Major League Baseball.
Well,
all right, we'll take a break. When we come back, let's get to OTD on this day in sports history. Our friends from Superior Rents brings it to us, OTD, and we'll get you ready for the rest of the day here on your sports station, KFH. Paul Savage in the house, Chad Chambers producing. 869, should you feel the need to join the show or the desire to do so, love to have you. We've talked a lot today, again, about Big 12, college football realignment. We've hit some of the Olympics. We have figured out that neither one of us want to be water polo players. I don't think either one of us want to be into rowing either. So there you go. Toughest sports to play in the Olympics. All part and parcel of what we've done here on a Thursday. We're coming back with OTD in just a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.